Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And I'm John Ray, your host, and excited to have two great guests here today. But before we get to them, I want to let you know, if you've got headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, maybe you need a workshop planned and executed, well, there's an answer for you that I've got, and it involves a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline, they lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo at 770-442-9246. We turn now to our guest for today, Pam Ballantyne, and Pam is the owner of Viking CPA Group, and Anna Clapper, and Anna is with Deep Blue Aquatics. Anna is a first, but we'll get to that in a second. Pam Ballantyne, though, is going to start us off here this morning. She's with Viking CPA Group. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. So, obviously, we've got a clue as to what you do,
yes.
CPA. So tell us a little bit about you and your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, my name is Pam Ballantyne, owner of Viking CPA Group. I started the company about 6 years ago now. It's funny because, you know, the wave of entrepreneurship was happening, and I was just under the assumption people knew what they were doing when it came to their numbers, until I had a friend who was making something that cost her like $20 to make, and she was selling it for $25. And I said, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea how business works.
Right.
So that's really how I got into doing things on the side, of course, when I was still working corporate. And it just started taking off, and it's a lot of business owners that need my help. So that's really why I started my company. I service small business clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you started out like a lot of CPAs do. You started out at a big firm.
I did, yeah. Yes. EY in the Detroit office.
Mm-hmm. Ernst & Young, right? There have been so many mergers, I don't even know if they're Ernst & Young anymore. But
I know. I think they just go by EY now. It was okay. Ernst & Young when I was there.
So. I got you. Okay. And you were in Detroit. You were in auditing. Corporate auditing and accounting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience.
I loved it. It gave me a chance to learn everything about a business from start to finish, for the whole financial cycle to when we publish their financial statements. So I learned what really goes into the numbers and how to make them work.
So what part of that experience is helpful to you as you work with small business owners?
Sure. That's a great question. So small business owners don't want to stay small forever, or they want to treat their business as an enterprise. And so that knowledge that I gained in working with these huge Fortune 500 companies, I can now pass off to the small businesses so they can run a very tight ship, a very low risk ship, and financially solvent.
Now, it's interesting that you not just made the jump from EY to your own business, but you made a big move in the middle of all that too, right?
Yes. Yeah. From Michigan to Atlanta.
Right. A little warmer.
A lot warmer. No snow. And if it's a risk of snow, I can stay home because everything shuts down.
Sure. Yeah. Even the threat of something shuts it down, right?
It can
yeah.
be bright and sunny.
That's
but
right.
Everything's closed.
That's right. Yeah. Tell us about that move, and tell us what you found as you built your business here in Atlanta. Yeah.
So I was an internal audit at a company in Michigan, mm-hmm. and then I got recruited here for another internal audit job, which was amazing because it was a new company, a result of mergers. So everything was fresh and from the start. So I learned a lot. So they recruited me here. But 2 years later, they closed. They laid everybody off because they got bought out. And so that's when I went full time with my practice. And Atlanta is a great place to be. It's a lot of business owners here. It's almost like the entrepreneurship mecca. So it's enabled me to meet a lot of people, learn a lot of things, and grow my practice here.
That's great. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Pam Ballantyne, and Pam is the owner of Viking CPA Group. So talk a little bit about the services that you provide, because not all CPA firms are the same, right. Contrary to what maybe a lot of clients think.
Yes, I do work after April 15th. Yeah. A lot of people don't think that.
That's right.
So we do taxes, of course, but we also do monthly accounting services, virtual CFO services. So helping clients understand their numbers throughout the year, helping them with pricing, financial strategies, tax strategies, even controls and risk mitigation. So their processes, making sure that they make sense, because everything in business has a financial impact. So even how you operate affects your numbers. So helping them with their processes in that regard. So that's monthly or quarterly, however the client needs it to be. But then also we do quarterly and annual taxes as well. So those are the services we provide. So taxes, accounting, consulting.
I'm curious if you've got a view, and obviously you don't have to share names on this, but what a business that keeps up with their numbers, how they do relative to the ones that don't.
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that difference, because we want to provoke some folks out there that maybe aren't keeping up, but to start keeping up.
I have clients in all realms of that question. Yeah. So the ones who don't keep up with their numbers, they don't even know if they're making money or not. And that's scary if you're a business owner, especially a full-time business owner.
Sure.
Because you could be draining money. Your cash flow is poor. And then, I mean, I have clients who are shocked that they don't have any profit and they think they did, or clients who had a lot of profit and they didn't know they did. So then that both can affect your taxes and your numbers going forward, versus clients who are on top of things. So they know exactly what's coming in, exactly what's coming out. So they can plan better. They know what's selling, so they can sell more of it. They know what's not selling, so they can discontinue or kind of liquidate that inventory. And then they grow faster. When you know your numbers, you can grow.
Sure.
When you don't know your numbers, what are you growing from or to? No one knows. So that's really key in business. And like on Shark Tank or The Profit, they always ask, do you know your numbers? And if not, they pretty much disregard you.
Well, and you mentioned this client that you had who was selling at a pretty low margin. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really brings to mind, you can have a business that's growing pretty rapidly on the top line, but if your margins aren't right, you can be going out of business and not even know it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even realize it's a difference between revenue and profit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where knowing your numbers come in, because you can sell a lot. Things are going out the door. Your services are really selling. But what's your margin?
All right.
And a lot of people, you need to know your numbers to calculate that.
Sure. So how should a small business owner use you to most effectively use your expertise?
I would say if you're thinking of starting a business, it's a great time to reach out to me. Or if you fall in the category of not knowing your numbers, not understanding how taxes work, your deductions and how to plan for that, that's a great time as well. It's never too early, never too late. It can be too late, but we try to avoid that.
Right.
So, you know, using me to just bounce ideas and questions off of is okay. And then using me going forward on a monthly basis is great too. So it really depends on where the client is in their business model and in their planning. But, you know, an accountant, a CPA, a lawyer, probably the first people you should call when you think about starting a business.
Give us a sense of what sets you apart from other CPAs, because there's lots, I don't need to tell you this, lots of CPAs out there with a lot of different aspects to their practices. What sets you apart?
I always like to say that I'm the CPA with personality, and that likes to build on relationships versus transactions. So by that, I mean, I don't want to just talk to you at tax time. I want to talk to you throughout the year. I want you to understand what's really happening versus me crunching numbers, giving you a report, and you don't even know what that report means. So building a relationship, being a value-added partner, and then, you know, I get all the time, like, you don't act like a CPA. I don't really know what that means, but they say it's a good thing. And just having that personality and being able to relate to clients is also key, because, you know, CPAs have a reputation in the stereotype of being stuffy and boring and you can't relate to them. And I think I'm the opposite. So I think that sets me apart, is just wanting to be a value add, have that relationship and a partner in the business versus just someone you talk to, they hand you a report and you don't even know what it means.
We're speaking with Pam Ballantyne. She's a CPA with a personality. So that's great. Yeah, I like it too. So give us some tips. So folks out there that particularly we're coming up on year end 2019, that's always a good time, maybe contrary to what some do. That's a good time to look ahead and think about your tax, the new tax year. Mm-hmm. What are some tips you give folks?
One tip now is get your shoebox receipts in order. You'd be surprised what people hand over, but just get that in order. And really, if you don't have an accounting software, now is a good time to kind of go back and retroactively look at 2019 through the lens of an accounting software. So getting rid of the receipts and just storing them and get more automated. So then that gives you real time understanding of what your numbers are, what your profit maybe by the end of the year. So then that can kind of help you tax plan, so there's no shocks at the end of the year.
Sure.
If you have huge profits, now's the time to buy a lot of supplies for the office. So you have that tax deduction. You don't have a huge tax bill, or kind of mitigate what that could be. And then just also planning for next year. Now's the time to start setting goals for your revenue, your sales, your margin, and things like that. So getting with someone who can help you plan and do budgeting for next year, but then also kind of clean up 2019 and start 2020 fresh.
That sounds like a good proposition that folks ought to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So any success stories you'd like to share with us? Again, don't have to mention names, but folks that have been particularly helped by using your services.
Sure. Yeah. So like I said, I have clients in various realms of where they are in business, but one client was really I don't want to say struggling, but she was very concerned that she was making great, great sales, but didn't see any money coming in. Or at the end of the month, she looked at her account statement like, where did it go?
Right.
So she wasn't on a system. She was just mainly pen and paper, living off of bank statements. So we put her on an accounting system. She realized tons and tons of money leaks, things that she could unsubscribe from or cancel, or, you know, marketing that wasn't really generating any sales, no ROI. And so having that accounting system in place really opened her eyes, looking at the numbers. So we were able to save almost $5,000 per month just by getting her set up on a system.
Oh, wow.
And then being able to track her numbers and do effective tax planning, so it's not a huge bill at the end of the year. So that's probably one of the main successes that I can think of right now, in what it means to be on an accounting system and work with a CPA to really understand your numbers. We also increased some of her pricing. So, you know, just from an overall standpoint, top line, bottom line, everything in between, we kind of improved.
So $5,000 a month is $60,000 a year. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Like I said, she was selling great.
Yeah.
She had good revenue, but mm-hmm. her profits were getting ate away by that $5,000 a month.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Great story. Pam Ballantyne, she's the owner of Viking CPA Group. So Pam, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how to do that.
Yeah. So Facebook is great. Viking CPA Group, or email, info@vikingcpagroup.com.
Pam Ballantyne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Folks, if today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renasant understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. And Renasant also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. And that's why Renasant has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renasantbank.com. Renasant Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Now we turn to Anna Clapper, and Anna is with Deep Blue Aquatics. She's the owner and founder. Anna, welcome.
Hi, Hi, good morning.
So tell everybody what you do. You're a first for, we've had 400 guests here and you're the absolute first of your kind. So tell us about you and what you do.
Yes. So again, my name is Anna Clapper. I am the owner of Deep Blue Aquatics, and my company specializes in life-saving skills with a touch of mermaid magic. So I am a professional mermaid and aquatic performer, and I am also a member of the dive industry as an instructor for PADI as well as the Red Cross.
Wow, a lot there. But let's start, Anna, with your background, how you got into this, because you came to this profession through science.
I did. So I actually have a background in behavioral neuroscience. I was originally pre-med in college, but I decided that typical career in the healthcare field was not for me. And I also wanted a way to merge my interests in helping people help themselves in creating a better environment for the layperson in terms of their personal wellness and being able to help others, and merge that with my interest and love for aquatics and the dive industry.
Yeah, that sounds great. How did you get into, I mean, what were the steps that maybe the journey is a better word, that led you to, hey, I want to be a professional mermaid?
Well, I have a long history with the dive industry. I'm actually a third generation dive professional. So my father is a public safety dive instructor, and my grandfather was a dive instructor with PADI for many, many years. So I grew up in the industry. I've been diving for about 20 plus years now. I'm only 27, so that's, don't do the math on that.
I don't want you to do the math on me, so I won't do it on you, right?
We won't tell PADI.
Okay.
But I have been diving for a very long time, and I grew up in the industry. And I was very, very academically focused as a young adult. And in my academic career, I really wanted to make a difference and make an impact. And after falling out of love with the healthcare field, I was looking for a way to, again, merge those two portions of myself, my two passions. And after working in the lab for a little bit, doing research, I kind of also fell out of love with that and took the opportunity to start my own business. And rather than fitting myself into someone else's box, I now fit myself into my own tank. So that's pretty fun.
Hey, I like that. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, tell folks that aren't familiar with your industry, what do you do? I mean, obviously events have got to be on the list of how you perform, but talk a little bit about the things that you do as a professional mermaid.
As a professional aquatic performer, I do a wide range of events. So I do things from birthday parties to surprise mini meet and greets at local waterways. But my main focus in my business is corporate events.
Okay.
So I am the only professional mermaid in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia that has a traveling performance aquarium. So I am based in the Southeast, and I am the only professional mermaid that travels with my 400-gallon performance aquarium. And that is really corporate events, corporate, holiday parties or customer appreciation events or, you know, big extravagant things are really where I come in to play. So I add some really extra magical experiences for guests.
Yeah, that's awesome.
At those events.
So you travel with a 400-gallon tank. What's that like?
It's actually easier than you might think. So I built a stand for it myself. So it's on industrial casters that I can lock so I can get it out of the trailer with one other person. He's usually my husband.
Yeah.
And we get it out of the trailer and fill it on site, whether by fill service or water that's available at the venue. And then the magic happens and it drains in about 10 minutes and load it up and I'm gone. You know,
wow.
You know I was there.
Wow. Very cool. So talk a little bit about the industry, the competition in the industry, the growth in the industry. Give us a little background on that.
So the mermaiding industry is fairly new. I believe that the first freelance professional mermaid really came about probably in like 2010. And that was Hannah Fraser and Mermaid London. If any of you guys are mermaid fans, you know who they are.
Yeah.
But really the true kind of bulk of the mermaiding industry is still growing. So those of us who are really true professionals who acquire business licenses and insurance and, you know, certifications and take it very seriously and are trying to see this, this grow as a, viable career, it's fairly new. So probably within the last 5 years has this become an option for someone in the industry to make this a lifelong profession. And I am really lucky that I get to be a part of building the industry. And I am really lucky also that I have found other businesses within the industry who instead of competing with me, we work together. So I'm a contractor with a company that is based in DC, Circus Siren Entertainment. And her role in the industry is she's kind of the P.T. Barnum of the mermaid world. So she has, I have one 400 gallon tank, but she has about five different tanks of varying volumes that she can bring to events. And I have access to that equipment because we work together and we collaborate. And my role in the mermaiding industry, being the safety conscious person that I am, is really establishing safety standards and being able to train people to be safe. I'm a lifeguard instructor with the Red Cross. I've been a lifeguard with the Red Cross for 10 years. I'm also a PADI open water scuba instructor and South Carolina's only PADI freediving instructor. So someone can come to me with absolutely zero experience in the mermaiding industry, and I can make them a safe and magical performer.
Now, you mentioned PADI. Let's define that for folks. You're certified through PADI. Tell people what that's about.
Yes, PADI stands for Professional Association of Dive Instructors. There are probably the oldest certifying organization for scuba diving. They handle 75% of all open water certifications in the world. So it's a really great organization to be a part of.
And important for people to know to get
yes.
to when they're hiring someone that in your industry to have that certification for certain that you clearly have. So
yes, and they have really concrete safety standards and guidelines, and the standardization of instruction is unparalleled.
So, Anna, what are the challenges of being a small business owner and actually trying to make a living with your business as a solopreneur with your husband, helping along the way? What's that like? I mean, how's that journey been?
It's been an adventure for sure. It's been, so I have been full time in my business since 2018. So about a year and a half now. I started my business in 2017. But I came into the mermaiding industry or the aquatic performance industry knowing that aquatic performance in and of itself was not going to be enough. And that is why I invested in my training certifications. That way, when my performance calendar became absolutely filled to the brim, as it has, you know, there are only so many weekends in a year.
Sure.
I am able to train all of my potential employees or the interested employees to fill in those gaps for me. And I can do all of that in-house. I'm also a water safety instructor, so I do private swim lessons. This season, I realized that the ROI on those private swim lessons was not feasible for me in the long term. So I have transitioned away from those private swim lessons to scuba certifications and freediving certifications. And so having to learn how to adapt in order to keep my business viable for myself in the long term and be able to continue making a living at this has been something that I've had to learn along the way.
Sure. Well, and you had a big decision to make to go invest in that tank. I mean, what I'm hearing from you is that you're the only professional aquatic performer in the Carolinas and Georgia that has a tank, that says that's quite an investment. That's what I'm hearing.
It is quite an investment. And most people, you know, who are interested in the mermaiding industry are like, oh, I would love to perform in a tank. But to have a tank, you need so many other skills just aside from the income to invest in it. You need to know how to repair it. You need to know how to control your chemicals. I have a certified pool operator license, so I know how to balance all my chemicals. I know how to set up a filtration system and where to put the heater and all of the piping and stuff. So, and it's a lot of knowledge that kind of happens behind the scenes to make the magic happen.
Sure.
Not to mention the insurance.
Yeah. 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 Insurance is a whole nother deal, I'm sure. So, for those out there that are thinking about, wow, I've been hit by something that I haven't thought of before in terms of my corporate event, maybe give folks an idea of some of the events you've done and kind of the wow factor that comes out of that for folks that get there.
Yes. So I had a couple of really great events this summer. The one that actually brought me to the Atlanta area was with Harley-Davidson. We have a Harley-Davidson in Columbia that is a partner store for the Thunder Tower West, which is here in Morrow. And I got to come down here as part of their Days of Thunder. It was a weekend customer appreciation celebration event. And I brought the tank down. I was in a full Harley-Davidson kind of mermaid look. So I customized my look for Harley-Davidson. I had an orange and black tail. It was really unique. I set up on site there and performed in the tank throughout the day. I interacted with guests. There were a lot of kids there. I really brought, you know, the family aspect. And I think that's what they were looking for, is to really engage families, because the Viking community is really family oriented. And so I was able to interact with kids and entertain guests and take really cool pictures. There were a lot of really fun vendors there. And the kids left, and all of the guests left with a really unique experience that they would not find at any other shop.
Yeah, you mentioned a key word there I was going to ask you about, actually, before we wrap it up here, is the word experience. Because we're in an experience economy. People like to spend their money on experiences versus things increasingly now, right?
Yes.
And so that's really what you provide.
That is what I provide. I provide a magical experience. Whether or not I'm in my mermaid tail, I can be in the tank, and I am wowing guests with that initial, like, how did she get this 400-gallon tank inside here? Why is there a mermaid in the middle of the South Carolina State Museum? You know, that's it. I'm the first thing that people see. And people leave with this just sense of wonder, and magic has no age limit. So mermaids are for everyone. And yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a kid's event or an adult, you know, fun party or an award ceremony or something, having a mermaid there is going to leave an impression.
So Anna, you are based in Columbia, South Carolina, but you travel here in Georgia and in North Carolina. You travel around, right?
I travel all over.
So yeah,
I travel all the way from DC to Florida, pretty much anywhere my clients are, I will travel. So
cool. So for those that have heard something that they're thinking, hey, I may have an event I need Anna for, tell them how to be in touch with you.
So you can find me online, Deep Blue Mermaid SC on Instagram and Facebook. My website is deepbluemermaid.com, and you can email me at anna@deepbluemermaid.com. That's Anna with two N's.
Anna Clapper, she is the owner and founder of Deep Blue Aquatics. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So folks, just a reminder that we've got a archive of over 400 shows now on North Fulton BusinessRadioX.com, and you can find any of our shows there. But you can also go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, Podbean, even YouTube, pretty much any major podcast aggregator, you'll find our show. Just go there and search for North Fulton Business Radio. You can also engage with us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. On all three of those social media platforms, we're North Fulton BRX. So check us out there. Give us a like and follow us there and support the business owners that we feature regularly here on North Fulton Business Radio. So for our guests, Pam Ballantyne and Anna Clapper, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.